Welcome to Live Well Long, where we deliver life-enhancing, empowering messages for body, mind, and spirit to those seeking to get the most out of life, who have a zest for learning and know that learning must be an ongoing activity to achieve a vibrant, thriving life. This is your host, Alexandra Van Horn. Stay tuned for another episode of Live Well Long. Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of Live Well Long, where we discuss all things that help people live great, empowered lives, as long as they want to have vibrancy in their life. Tune in here for the latest in things that help people live well long. Our guest today is a performance coach and business strategist with over two decades. Two decades of experience in leadership and sales management across multiple verticals. He's delivered nearly 1,000 presentations over the course of his career for highly successful organizations such as United Healthcare, Equinox, and Hitachi, to name a few. Brett's mission is to empower leaders and teams to create work environments that focus on collaboration, transparency, self-accountability, and personal development in order to recruit, retain, and develop elite performers at all levels of the organizations he works with. He recently published his first book, Everyday People, Extraordinary Sales Success, Sales Seekers from Those Who Won Financial Freedom and Their Life Back, which hit number one bestseller in multiple categories. So that is so cool. So let's welcome Brett Knopf. Welcome, Brett.
Thank you so much, Alexandra. I appreciate the intro.
wonderful. That book sounds awesome. So gosh, it's been a while since we've been connecting on putting this together. So it's great to finally connect and have this happening. So what's your number one piece of advice for people looking to level up in their performance? You have like a major thing you want to share?
Yeah, I would say it's twofold. So number one is you have to identify what it is that you're actually looking to achieve. What does that level up in performance look like to you? What does it mean to you? There's got to be an extraordinary amount of detail and specificity around that, because in the absence of a clearly defined aiming point, you're really just going through the motions in large part. Mm-hmm. So happiness and success and high performance is elusive when you don't even know exactly what that means. So that's the first piece of the puzzle. The second piece of the puzzle is who's doing those things already at a high level in the areas that are of interest to you? Who are the elite performers in all the key aspects that comprise that overall vision and what you're trying to accomplish? Because you want to figure out what it is that they're doing or have done to achieve that elite performance. It's this concept that I love of success leaves clues. And fortunately, in this day and age, we've got access to essentially all the information that's ever existed in the history of the world. And there's a lot of great people doing great things that are willing to share that information for free in plenty of cases via social media platforms, certain books, memberships, podcasts, one-on-one coaching. There's a lot more access to that information that ever existed previously. So figure out what you want to do, who's doing it, and then gather the information so that you can start applying some of those same principles, habits, strategies that they are, and gathering the data necessary to see what's working and not what's not working for you in that pursuit.
Modeling someone that's representing the type of person or the type of success that you are striving to achieve.
Bingo.
Yeah. And one of the things I say is with people I talk with is you want to curate your friend list. You know, who are you hanging out with, and are they leading you upwards or maybe keeping you the same or maybe the other way? You know, so curating your friends list is so important, and modeling after someone who you want to achieve their level of success as well. And that's the best form of flattery is imitation of, for, so you're flattering them when you are modeling them.
Very much.
Yeah. So what do you think gets in the way of people having as much success and happiness as they're capable of? If it's just, you know, because we can say, all right, I'm just going to find somebody that's got the level of success I want and just do whatever they do. But obviously not everybody's doing that. So what do you think gets in the way for people?
Well, I think it ties into what we already said here with not having a clear purpose. Without a purpose, a compelling mission and vision for your life, you're aimless. And that aimlessness leads to anxiety. It leads to depression. It leads to a lot of things that are certainly not conducive to being as happy and successful as you possibly can be. And that's a shame, because so many people are underselling and undervaluing what they are actually capable of achieving because they don't take the time to figure it out, what they want, let alone the skills and their individual talents, and taking inventory of those things so that they know what they have or don't have at their disposal currently, to be able to strategically move things forward in right. their lives.
Right.
That's a big piece of it. I'd say beyond that, it's this lack of discipline. I think that people, especially in this day and age, think it's easy to have that high level success. They look around on social media and everything is glorified. They think that the people that are there, that they just arrive there in that fully shaped version of themselves. When in reality, if you study success and high level achievers, to a person, they say, I got here because I was disciplined. I made sacrifices. I do things that other people aren't willing to do. And I do them day after day after day, especially when I don't feel like doing it. It's not like I wake up and I at 4:30 in the morning and I'm like, oh, it's amazing. I love waking up at 4:30 in the morning. Some people have grown to love that. I've heard, but
it's not your thing yet.
No, they do it because they know that's what's going to lead to them being successful. So I think that the lack of self-discipline and self-accountability gets in the way of people maximizing that happiness and success in their lives and their businesses.
Right. Absolutely. And it's an evolution, I think. I think, you know, we define success depending on where we're at in life. You know, whatever success looks like for us at, say, age 20 is different from what it looks like for us at age 25 or 30. It's like, okay, I want to do this. I want to accomplish this. Now I got that. I'm still not feeling successful. So I got to do that. I think we redefine it as we go. And I think it's important to do that too, is to check in. It's like, okay, is this right for me right now? You know, and just keep up leveling it in our mind. Like, what does success really look like for me?
Well said.
Yeah. You know, the old saying is, what if you get to the top of the ladder of success and you find out it's leaning against the wrong wall? You know, it's like, so we got to always keep checking in. Is my life in balance? Am I moving forward in this area? And is this area suffering? Because, you know, so it's always that balancing act. Yeah.
Very much. I think that it touches on a point that is really important here in taking the time to reflect on these things. I study a lot of this, and you know, I've certainly been on either side of that equation, in the sense that been on autopilot. Now, thinking that making conscious decisions, thinking that, you know, I've got a really comprehensive game plan, and that's not actually the case, because I'm not taking the time to evaluate what I'm doing, why I'm doing it, how that's working, what's not working, where do I need to make course corrections. And the biggest game changer for me personally, Alexandra, was when I started journaling, when I started writing those things down every single day, so that in as close to real time as possible, understanding what's going on. So I'm sitting there, my calendar in front of me, and taking inventory of here's what I did in this action or this activity. Here's what the results were. Did it go as planned? Did it not go as planned? Why? And what can I do differently? And in that evaluative process, day after day after day, in each of the activities, day after day after day, to your point, you're able to make the determination of, is this the path that is going to lead to what I define as success? Or am I not doing the things that are really filling my cup and that I love and I'm passionate about, that serves other people, et cetera? And it's a game changer that I advise all my clients on, really anyone that I talk to at this point, because it's been such a differentiator in operating with intention rather than just going through the motions much more arbitrarily and hoping for better results than was achieving it at various points.
Yeah, reflection is so important. Reflection is so important. Like working in your business and then taking the high view, you know, working on it or looking, and then also the overview of looking over your life. Say, okay, is this including everything I want? Is this, what can I achieve? What can I do differently? Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So what do you think are some of the things that people could do as far as habits or, you know, choices of routines to help them generate, you know, a more balanced life, better well-being? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, what I just mentioned is definitely part and parcel. It's way too much up in our heads and with nowhere to go. So something like journaling, something like therapy, something like coaching, having outlets so that you can both objectively, or to the best of your ability, objectively evaluate what you're doing through something like journaling, but also having people pointing out the blind spots and being able to help you just grow and see where your strengths are and where your opportunities are, and give you strategies on how to level up in either or both. Right. So, you know, that's, I just think incorporating that that habit of reflection is huge. I personally have what I call my 6x6 that are non-negotiables on a daily basis for me, that I look at as the foundation for everything else that I do. It anchors me, it grounds me. Those things are, number one, gratitude. I say thank you as soon as I wake up. I say thank you before I go to bed. It's like, thanks for another shot at this today. Thanks for getting me through another episode of Brett's life today.
Right.
So gratitude is huge. Meditation. Mm-hmm. There's so much noise. There's so much distraction. So doing your best to get that silence and get that space to then fill it back up with what's number three in the 6x6, education. Learning something of value every day, something skill-based, something mindset based. Learning from other people that are having that objective success, filling your brain with positive reinforcing messaging, undoing that negative self-talk. So the education, movement, exercise. So train your brain, train your body. You've got to be physically at your maximum capabilities, so that, you know, you have the energy and the ability to do the things that are what you define as success and happiness. So exercise. I like to throw in a cold shower, a cold plunge, for the physiological benefits of it, but even more so for the psychological benefits of it. This is never fun. This sucks every single day.
I do hard things.
Exactly. So when the inevitable external challenges pop up that we all deal with, you're already battle tested through exercise, through cold showers, cold plunges. So that's five. And then six was journaling. And putting all of those habits together I've found, and trust me, these aren't, this isn't a Brett special. I didn't come up with any of these. I just studied a lot of people that I respect. And they said, these are things that, that we've incorporated. And I just put them together in a form that works for me. And I've been doing them since January 3rd, 2022. And it's just, it has to happen day to day. The alarm goes off at this point. If, you know, the day got away from me for whatever reason, that, you know, like I got home from a trip where my flight got canceled the day before. Yesterday was kind of a SHIT show, and it was 11 o'clock and I hadn't exercised or done cold shower, and dropped down, did 100 push-ups and got a cold shower and then went to sleep.
Good. You got it in. You could check the box for that.
Check the box.
yeah. Excellent. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. It's the kind of thing is like, once you establish a routine that works for you, because I know I have a very similar routine, it becomes like if you ever have a day where you had a morning, it's like, oh my God, I didn't brush my teeth yet. You know, and that same kind of feeling. It's like, oh my God, I didn't meditate, or I didn't go for my morning exercise, whatever it is. It's like that same kind of feeling that things are off. Yeah. Absolutely. Wow. So I know you have a free gift for people. What would you like to say about your free gift?
Sure. I wrote the book, Everyday People, Extraordinary Sales Success. And, I wanted to create a visual representation of that. Mm-hmm. So, I formed the digital education course on mastermind.com. It's same title, Everyday People, Extraordinary Sales Success. You can find it on my website as well. So if you just click on that, it'll take you directly, to there, and it's free. You know, I want people to have access to the information, similar to what I was explaining earlier with other people, that I believe can positively impact their life, their business. And even more importantly, the people, I don't know about more importantly, people are around you as well. I want that information, that access to be readily accessible, so that you can find something, just one nugget that changes the dynamic for you and changes your life and people that are important to you. That's the free gift.
Right. Awesome. And for the people that are listening and driving, you'll find the website in the show notes. But for those that can write it down, it's Knopf Knows Solutions. And I'm going to spell it K-N-O-P-F, P like Peter, F like Frank. Knows, like you know something, KNOWS and solutions.com. But you can find it in the show notes if you weren't sure about the spelling, and click on that and you'll get his free gift, which sounds awesome. I can't wait to download it myself.
I can't wait to hear your feedback. I respect you a lot. So please let me know what you think when you go through it.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. It's so important to always have that, you know, that I kind of err on the side of always, like, you know, taking in a lot of this information. And then maybe you can speak to that if you want, like, there's such an abundance of information that we get, you know, I'm always getting emailed, come to my free masterclass, come to this, come to that. And I sign up and then I'm like, no, I got to do some other things that are productive for my business right now. So yeah, how do you, what do you suggest to people that come up with that, like the digital overwhelm, I call it?
Yeah, I'm challenged with it myself because I love learning. I'm so intellectually curious that I see something and I'm like, that's fantastic. Let me sign up. And I go through the same process as you. I'm like, wait a second. There's other priorities, and that's where the daily calendar evaluation comes into play. I look at it, and my coach, gentleman David Meltzer, had said this to me a while back. Be a student of your calendar. So I know what my goals are, and I have my bigger picture goals, but I break it down more granularly into what are the objectives for the day and what are the objectives for the week. And if it doesn't fit into what I'm trying to accomplish goal-wise more directly, it has to be deprioritized. So it's mostly through that being a student of my calendar that right. And knowing what I'm trying to achieve in the short, intermediate, and long term that mostly prevents me from getting distracted by things that are good, useful, but maybe yeah. not as directly useful right. currently.
Impacting your major goals that you're working on. Yeah,
exactly. Brendan Burchard in High Performance Habits, he puts it very
great book, yeah,
comedically but succinctly. It's the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing.
Yeah. That's
cool.
yep. And even if it means looking at the week and say, okay, I need to have a major focus on this week. So I'm going to clear my calendar to make sure this happens, you know, like yeah. that's what I'm working on this week. It's like, okay, this needs to be a priority. So I'm going to, you know, clear space and make sure that this priority happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. Wow. So do you have any special, you know, I like to ask if there's like one nugget of, you know, wise words of Brett's wise words. What is there? Do you have like a one favorite thing you'd like to tell people? Like, you know, if you had one parting word, you're leaving an event and you just want to tell somebody, and by the way, and you, what would that be? Make sure you or whatever.
Yeah. Make sure that you are doing things that light you up. There's too much of working and doing things that are not in alignment with what you actually love to do. And I know that, you know, we need to make money, you know, there's obligations, but if there's anything that I've realized, a life of service and adventure is much more rewarding than playing smaller than we're capable of and staying in that comfort zone and
right.
There's opportunities and there's people doing it. Find them and figure out what it is that you love and attack it. And the money will come as a byproduct of living that life of service and adventure in alignment with what you truly care about.
Yeah. I love what you said. I love what you said. You know, years ago when I was working in the corporate world and I was about to have my second baby, and I was, you know, at the mindset of like, I don't want to be in the corporate world. I don't want to, you know, I want to. And I remember meeting my parents for lunch at a Burger King, and I, you know, it was right near where I worked, and I was deliberating. Am I going to give my notice? Am I going to resign? I don't know what to do. And just as we were parting, my father said to me, and we were, you know, standing in the vestibule of Burger King, and he said to me, and he was stumbling on it because he knew I was a bit of a free spirit and he probably was afraid to say it. But he said, remember, life is an adventure. And, you know, and those words always ring in my ear. I ended up leaving the corporate world and, you know, the rest is history. So I was grateful for those words. And I think he was afraid to tell me that. He didn't want me to go too far from the, you know, the beaten path. But remember, life is an adventure. So, yeah, it's an adventure, you know. Have that lightheartedness and, you know, weigh our options, but you know, always be looking for that next, what lights us up, so what makes us come alive in our passion and our work. Yeah. Awesome. Beautiful. Beautiful. Any last words before we sign off? Anything else you want to share with our folks?
No, I just appreciate these types of conversations and I hope that whomever's listening can take some of this and apply it and have a lot of success and happiness and fun in whatever it is that you're doing currently and what you're going to do moving forward. So I appreciate it, Alexandra. This is great. And we always have good conversations. So
yeah, we do. This great. Awesome.
Appreciate it.
Awesome. So everybody, let's look for your free gift, or his website to get your free gift in the show notes and ways to find. And I'm sure there's a way on there where they can reach out and send you a contact, fill out a contact form if they want to. Yeah. Awesome.
Anytime.
Awesome. Great. Thank you so much, Brett. This has been awesome.
Thank you.
Thank
Thank you for listening. This is Alexandra with Live Well Long. Be sure to hit subscribe so you don't miss any of our important episodes. We want to be sure that you get everything you can to do your best to live well long. Feel free to reach out to me at alex@avhcoaching.com. And remember to take good care of yourself so that you live well long. Talk with you soon. Bye. Hey, it's Alexandra. One more thing. Would you please share this on Facebook, Twitter, send an email to your friends? Just hit the share link and pick a way to share it. I would love it. Thank you so much. Bye.